Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Ron and Anian.
We save samples of all the gear oil, and I guess that's what car guys do, right? You know, it's like proud papas. Oh, look at the gear oil I took out of the rear end of your truck. Wow, look at that. I've never seen anything that dark and dirty since, well.
The Car Doctor.
Is the light on, and is it on steady, or is the light blinking?
It's steady.
Okay. So the fact that it's on steady tells me there is a problem in the system.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Somewhere along the way, you know, what a phrase, right? Somewhere along the way, this vehicle went south. And how many times a week do I hear that? It becomes a problem because you know it's going to be a problem, child. I want to go in the shop right away, by the way. I want to go in the shop courtesy of AutoZone right here because this is our in-the-shop repair this week. I thought it's timely. We had an 07 Dodge Caravan. Came in with a P0440 EVAP failure. P0440 is a general EVAP emissions control failure. It's not really specific. It will take you to various components and various things to look for, but it's not like a P0456 or a P0457 where we're talking about leak size or a 449, which is a leak detection pump, high circuit failure, something like that. A 440 is it's sort of like a general alert, you know, warning, Will Robinson, something's wrong. And through the course of diagnosis, I found that the leak detection pump worked, but sort of. I found that the purge valve was leaking, and that explained the 456, because it was a 440 and a 456 on this car. But it was a very strange sequence and series of events that had me doing a bit of research on this. I fixed the 456 first. The 456 is a small EVAP leak. I was able to test the purge valve, we all know is in the passenger side front corner of the engine compartment, and prove that clear-cut bad mechanical failure would not hold. It mechanically leaked, electrically disconnected each and every time. Bad valve. Change it. You know, and you got to do that, right, guys? I mean, it's change what you know is bad, move on to the next thing. There's no, you know, we can't we can't decide if where we're going here, you know, where are we going, you know, based on, well, I got to fix this. I have to do this first. Fix that. Called up AutoZone. They sent me a purge valve. Done. Now I've got to deal with the 440. And the 456 went away, by the way. So the 456 is gone. Now I'm dealing with the 440. Now, there's a function in ScanTool where you can do what I call the service bay test. Some will refer to it as just a leak detection pump monitor functionality test, but it's a bay test. You're doing it in the shop. And we went through the bay test, and it passed, but it failed. It passed a large leak test, but I never saw the switch, the leak detection pump switch, which is inside the leak detection pump, change from open to closed. It never changed state. And I said, well, what the heck is that? Because it's got to, basically the way a leak detection pump works is it's the theory of gaseous evolution, as I call it, right? As a vehicle sits at rest, a liquid will give off and develop, it will develop pressure or vacuum depending upon the temperature outside and put the system into one state or the other. And that's how a leak detection pump works. They're counting on it to either build pressure or lose pressure and then measure to see if the system has integrity based on that. So I never saw the leak detection pump switch work. So I started to take a look at, coming out of that PCM, the powertrain control module in this 07 Dodge Caravan, which is located, by the way, in a real great spot. If I was the engineer, I got to give credit to the guy that designed this, because he put the powertrain control module right outside the frame rail on the left front bumper. So if the car gets hit in the left front corner, that's the first thing to get taken out. Boy, there's a... And if it's missing the cowling, you know, the splash shield underneath, the computer will rust and rot in a matter of weeks in a high salt, high water environment, because there's just no protection for it. So good job, guys. I hope that guy's retired, not working anymore. So went to the powertrain control module, and yeah, it was rusted and cruddy looking. But what got my attention was, in looking at the leak detection pump, the wires coming down to the LDP were green, yellow, and black. And yet my wiring diagram called for them to be violet white, violet blue, and black. Somewhere along the way, this vehicle got a wiring harness change. It was, something's wrong here. And I followed the harness all the way back to the PCM and the left front bumper end, and found that somebody had modified, and I don't understand the thought process, right? They sectioned, there was four butt connect repairs, like they spliced this whole series and gangly mess of wires together with just open-ended butt connections. And I came to the conclusion, and it's got to be, that this vehicle was in an accident, because when I looked at the body panels, I mean, it is 15 going on 16 years old, and it's hard to see exact because a lot's happened in the past 200,000 plus miles of this vehicle, that this was just a mess. I wanted to run a new wire. I wanted to run all new harness. And I did. I called up AutoZone. All right. They have, if you go into AutoZone, one of the great things about the AutoZone Pro website is, and they have it on the regular website too, you can type in the year, make, model of vehicle. I typed in wiring harness repair, and they actually came up with a trailer harness, a trailer wiring harness that was long enough, as if you were going to add a trailer. And I like trailer wire. Trailer wire is very durable, right? It's designed to take the elements. It's designed to be in the back of a vehicle, so it takes road abuse and assault. And in this case, it was perfect. It was a three-wire harness. I needed three wires. Bingo. I soldered my wires together, except on pin 35 at the PCM, I found that the exposure to moisture from the previous poor repair had left a damaged connector. The harness was corroded on the inside, and that's why I was showing open, no state of change at the leak detection pump switch. I took the connector apart, a little tedious, you know, took the connector apart, snipped away at the bad part, cleaned it away like the cancer that it was, and grafted a new piece of wire on with a drop of solder, then heat shrinked right over the top, made it, I mean, it was perfect. It really was. There's no other way to say it. I did a great job. And, you know, one of those repairs, you kind of thump your chest and say, look at me, Mom. And, you know, put it together. Wired in the trailer harness from AutoZone. And, you know, changed the end. They also had a harness connector for the leak detection pump. Soldered that in, heat shrunk everything together, sealed it all up. What do you know? It's fixed. And, you know, the point of this becomes that you need a resource, right? You need a resource for parts. You need a resource for information. AutoZone gave us the parts. We had the information through our various, you know, online services. but the degree of difficulty for repairing that vehicle that was in an accident, just it goes up each and every time. And I know my shop owners and my technicians out there have been in this dogfight. And sometimes, and where I got my inspiration for some of this was, I just sat down on the AutoZone website and I just started typing in the things I needed and looked to see what can I find? What is it going to be there? Because, you know, how do I fix this? I don't want to just run three new wires and it's just more tedious and it just makes my job that much harder and longer. I needed a piece of wire, probably every bit of 3.5 feet long, 4 feet long, because it had to run from the PCM and the left front bumper over the top, down around and into the LDP. So consider the website. You know, the website is also, I think, a big part of the repair process as we go in the shop. So that's my tip for this hour, this week, and welcome to the Car Doctor. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It on the wall so you don't forget to call for car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Now back to Ron.
Hey, let's wander down to Delaware and talk to Mike. Mike, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great.
How you been?
Yes, sir. Good. What's going on?
Got a question. I need your opinion. I've got a 2009 Ford Escape, and I'm going to get the whole brake job, rotors and everything. Should I get OEM Ford parts if they still make them, or go to AutoZone? Now, I did stop at AutoZone last week and just checked on, like, if they had rotors for it. They said Duralast has a coated rotor. Do you recommend coated?
Yeah, I like the Duralast line of brakes. I really do. I like the Duralast line of parts, but their brakes are really great. Their rotors are OEM spec. They're coated.
Oh, okay.
Their coated rotors are. It's the only way to. Slick.
What's that mean, Ron? Do they got some kind of thing over the cast?
A coated rotor has a protective coating onto the rotor itself, so that it won't rot and rust the parts that aren't. You know, not the brake pad area, but the non-brake pad area. So the the flanges, the edges. They don't rust or rot as fast. And living in Delaware, you're in Salt Central. So they tend not to rust as fast. Their calipers, Their brake calipers, their Duralast brake calipers, are like works of art. They really are. They're gorgeous. They're plated and protected. There's everything's in the box. You know, it's like this way you don't open the box and it's not been picked through. And, oh, gee, do I have this spring and do I need this clip and where is this? They give you the little copper gaskets for the, you know, for the hoses to seal against. Yeah, good stuff. Uh-huh. Absolutely good stuff. And it's from AutoZone, so it has a really great warranty. It should there be a problem, which there won't be, but absolutely. No, you don't need to use Ford stuff. Not for that. Not at all.
Oh, okay. So, another question is, when I take it to my mechanic, and should I get wheel bearings for it? It's got 117,000 on it. I mean, I don't hear no roaring sound or anything when I turn left and right.
No, because if we worry about that, or what else are we going to start changing 15 years old, 117?
Yeah,
you know, we're going to
we're
going to jack up the radiator cap and drive a new car underneath. That being said, you know, no guarantee, but for all the escapes we work on, and we work on more than a few, all right, you know, I can honestly say, I'm thinking, maybe we've done two wheel bearings, maybe, and it's been rears. It's for some reason they wear out rear wheel bearings before. And I think one of the ones we did rear wheel bearings on, it's because we were doing the differential and that car had 165,000 miles on it. So we were like, you know, hey, we're already there. We're changing. Let's just, you know, I know what it was. We were doing brakes. We were doing shocks. We were doing the diff because the diff had failed. Let's just do wheel bearings and then we never have to look at the back of the car again. There was obviously a labor savings. But no, I think 117,000 miles on a modern car with reasonable care is not high mileage anymore. I think 300,000 miles is the life expectancy of a typical vehicle today. But then again, you know, if at 130,000 miles the transmission failed, all right, would you put a trans in it? And it'll come down you know, but would you, right? And I think if you've given the car care and caution and respect, you know, if the trans was $6,000 or $7,000 for the trans is cheaper than 60 for a new one or 30 for a new one.
Right.
Or you know, it's you know, we've got a weird mindset towards vehicles. I don't want to spend any money on this one, so I'm gonna go out and buy a new one. Which is a whole nother conversation.
That's another question you just brought up.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead and stockpile parts for it, like trans or something?
No, I don't think it's practical. I think there's enough of those cars out there that they'll be around a good long time.
Okay.
You know, I think you should probably see another 6 to 7 years of parts availability for that vehicle in terms of product. You know, that's the old square body escape. And
Well, I've had the trans fluid just changed before I took it to Tennessee this past summer.
Right.
I'm the second owner, so he had it when he had the trans fluid changed.
Right.
So, you know,
As long as you're doing fluids, you know, you got to follow the rule at 60, 90, 120, 100, 150, every 30,000 miles, it's going to need, fluids or service or something. Not all of them, but just, you know, stay in sync. Typically, every 60, you're going to do all the fluids or sooner. Every 50 to 60. You know, it's not unreasonable.
I was hearing on the radio you were talking about the ABS. When I take it in, I want to have him to change the brake fluid. Does he have to unhook the lines or anything to change the brake fluid, or is just a straight
No, it should be a straight. It should be a straight fluid exchange. It's not a drain.
Because I don't have knock on wood. I don't have no problem with ABS on it.
Yeah,
so
no, it's not a fluid. It's not a drain. It's a fluid exchange. And, you know, what you may want to consider on an older vehicle, and this is a little extreme, but you know, how far do we want to go? It's not the worst way to go. But at 117,000 miles, 15 years old, how dirty is the brake fluid? If the master cylinder is really scrungy and the fluid's really discolored.
No, the first owner must have had it changed or something, you know, because it looks like, you know, the orange-reddish color.
Right, Then you should
looks like it's new.
You should be okay then, Mike. I don't anticipate a problem. You know, there's not a lot.
Another thing, before I let you go, Ron, you bring back memories on your 72 Monte Carlo and your 55. If I went to Fireball. Can I buy them from you?
No.
I had to when I in my younger days.
I'll help you. I'll help you build one of each, though.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
but like I tell my kids, Ron doesn't come cheap.
yeah, you know,
but
right,
we'll have
right,
a whole lot of fun doing
right,
it.
Ron.
So, all right,
thanks
sir.
A lot, bud.
You're very welcome, Mike.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's funny, right? You start talking about older cars, and the wave of emotion that comes over people, and you know, there's no replacement for it. Have you seen on YouTube? There's a series now I'm watching, you know, Fridays with Frank, about the penal county officer, penal county sheriff's deputy Frank in Frank's sloop out in Arizona, and he's pulling people over, and he's pulling over the younger kids. He pulled over a kid in a newer Mustang, clocked at 121 miles an hour, speeding, right? And, like, he just arrested him. You know, you're going to jail, this is criminal. And you can see the look on Officer Sloop's face, or Deputy Sloop's face, I'm sorry, you know, that he's just disgusted because they just don't respect the speed and the power. One thing you can say about older muscle cars is you always had to respect them, because if you didn't, you know, you kind of learn the hard way real quick. You know, it's the newer cars are just, it's not a big deal to go fast in the newer cars because it's so easy to do. In the older cars, it took a little bit of, you know, hang on to the wheel and, you know, grip this in a white knuckle ride. And I think that's missing. But you always see people get a little emotional when you talk about older cars and muscle cars and hot rods, and because it was a simpler time. You know, there's a reason American Graffiti as a movie is still so popular. There's a reason why Two-Lane Blacktop as a movie is referred to as a little bit of a cult icon, period, of Americana, right? You don't see anybody talking about, I had my 05 Nissan Versa out and I was cruising the boulevard. You know, that just, that stuff just doesn't exist, right? It's just a different time. So, but I'm glad I was able to stir up some memories in you, Mike, and hopefully they're all good ones. We all have our good memories of cruising around the old days for all us old timers. So anyway, 855-560-9900. 855-560-9900. There, I said it twice. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Ha! Be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ron Nane, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. By the way, more information. We're building our YouTube channel. You can get out there, look for Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, or Ron Ananian on YouTube. We're trying to get some more videos up, and we've gotten a couple of requests for certain things, like one brake fluid bleeding, brake fluid flushing. We're going to get a video up on that in a couple of weeks, I promise. We're just backed up on the production schedule. So, and you know, a lot of these things are just, we're in the shop, and I'm, okay, let's do this real quick, and I'll grab Danny, and we'll, you know, and a lot of it's just off the top of my head. So if it doesn't look professional, guess what? It's not. It's not scripted. It's just, you know, in the shop, bang, zoom. You know, we drop things where things are out of place. The camera's not focused for a minute. You know, that's just real in the shop, guys. That's the way we keep it. So we're just trying to give you information. You know, take it as that. So anyway, but yeah, more to come. Let's go over and talk to Joe in North Carolina, 12 Chevy Equinox. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
But it's my daughter's car, and when you come up to a stop sign or stoplight, it'll start surging, and the RPMs go from like 1,000 to 500. And we just had my mechanic ran the scanner on it, and it came up as a high fuel pressure sensor.
Okay.
And we replaced that, and that still didn't do it. And our next thing he was going to replace is the timing chain.
All right. Before he does that, all right, just because that fuel pressure sensor is a 5-volt reference device, you got a pencil and paper?
I do not. I'm actually pulled over on the side of the road right now.
All right. Try and remember this. GM has they call it a PIP. Preliminary information for repair, PIP. It's a PIP 5013, and they talk about 5-volt references, of which, okay, I believe that fuel pressure sensor is on that list. And they start talking about having intermittent or random failures of components based on potential 5-volt sensor feeds. You see, on that vehicle, like a lot of vehicles, you know, that particular sensor would use a 5-volt reference that a lot of sensors use. And, you know, if you follow the scan tool and look at the code, if you live by the code, you die by the code, you know, you'll say it'll have a fault code for a fuel pressure sensor, but it's not that. It's a cam actuator, or it's a trans control switch, or it's a... So read PIP 5013, and he'll get an idea of, you know, possibly could this just be a 5-volt reference problem, not necessarily a failed component. In other words, is it wiring more than it's a bad component, if you follow what I'm saying. All right.
Okay.
Now that's number one. Number two, the fact that it drops, you know, that it drops down to 500 from 1,000, you know, if you pop it into neutral, does it stay at 1,000? Is it the weight of the transmission, so to speak, that's pulling it down? Or is it just gonna go ahead?
Yeah, you can put it in neutral and it'll pretty much stop.
Okay. So that, you know, maybe do we have a problem developing in the trans? Is the converter hanging up and not releasing? Is the problem always there regardless of temperature, or is it better when it's cold and it does it worse when it's hot?
I would think more when it's hot.
Okay.
I drove it after I got it from the mechanic. I drove it for a round trip, two hours, and on the way back it started doing it.
Okay.
It did fine the whole way.
Right. Does it start to stutter or shudder, Joe? Is it like a manual transmission vehicle you left in gear as you pulled up to a stop sign, didn't push in the clutch? Is it that kind of
it's almost like you're giving it gas and then you're power braking it almost.
Okay.
You know, it's pushing the head.
Right. You know, and then could it be something as simple? I don't think so, but I want to mention the simple stuff too. Could we just have a dirty throttle body? We have a throttle body that's just, you know, filthy, dirty. It closes. It's choking for air, and the computer can't compensate and keep up for it. How many miles are on this, about?
About 170.
Yeah, four-cylinder, six-cylinder?
Yes.
Four-cylinder, yeah. You know, could we just have a dirty throttle body?
Okay.
You know, one of the things, you know, when people call me for help, not here, but at the shop, when other shops call me for help, you know, I don't just give out information, not like I do here. It's easier to talk to me here than it is in the shop, because otherwise I'd spend all day on the phone and I'd never get anything done. And I always require them, you know, it's like I got the filthy five. that I like to call it. You know, it's I want them to give me, you know, what's mass airflow at idle, what's engine vacuum, what's relative throttle angle, did they do a volumetric efficiency test? You know, there's a lot of basic little things that you or your mechanic hopefully could do, you know, and I encourage you or him, I encourage everybody, don't just look for that problem, you know, everybody says to me, what do you think's wrong? Well, I don't know, let's figure out what's right, what's working. Because I've got to tell you, in all my years, and especially in the last eight or 10, I've learned that looking for what's good will usually lead you to what's bad a lot faster, if you get my meaning. So, you know, maybe looking at throttle angle cold, throttle angle hot, does something change? Maybe looking at, you know, mass airflow at idle. Like, for example, that's got a mass airflow sensor on it, and you can get a reading of grams per second. Forget the technical side of it. But that's a 2.4 liter four-cylinder, right?
Yes.
Typically, at idle, on a warmed-up engine, on a 2.4, you're going to see, wait for it, 2.4, 2.5 grams of airflow. Right? If you're seeing 3 grams, if you're seeing 4 grams, it tells me I got an airflow problem. Wouldn't that give me a better indication than hoping for a code? Right? You know, it tells me something's over. You know, not to make this, you know, cliche, because this is the car doctor, but it's like going to the doctor. You know, heart rate, blood pressure, aches, pains, moans, groans. Look for the obvious. Don't let the patient tell you. That kind of thing. So... All right. Okay. Check those things out. And if your mechanic wants to listen to any of this, God bless him. He can pick it up on the podcast. Just Google search Ron Ananium Car Doctor Podcast. This is going to be hour two, whatever today's day is. What is today's day? Today is the 17th, I think. It's the weekend. I know that. You know, this will be hour two after the bottom of the hour. And he can pick it up here. And if he has any questions, I'd be glad to talk to him. We can kind of walk through it. All right, sir?
Okay, great. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome, Joe. Stop. You know, I say this all the time. You can't look for what's bad. If we knew it was bad, why would we be having the conversation? Right? Tell me what's good. Tell me what's good. I'll tell you what's bad. The filthy five. We go through it all the time. So anyway, 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the car doctor. I'm back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. We're on the Car Doctor. Let's go to, is that Toby in Pennsylvania? Toby, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, man. Appreciate the show.
Thank you.
Love what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a 2021 Ford Bronco convertible, although I'm not sure that matters. But when you put the window down a little bit, you know, just to let some air in, it has a rattle when you hit bumps or any sort of anything. It has a very loud, obnoxious rattle that happens.
Okay.
I've looked online for, like, and I found codes that say to fix it. I've taken it to the dealership and told them about the codes, and they kind of blew it off and said, you know, hey, you know, wait till there's a recall or something like that. And I'm just wondering if there's any way that I can mitigate that rattle before, you know, any sort of official recall happens.
So are you saying, and I wouldn't wait for the recall, I would increase the volume of my voice. Are you saying if you grab the window when it's down partially, Toby, you can make this noise go away?
Yes. Yeah. So in other words, yeah, if I roll down the window just, you know, like a quarter inch, half inch, maybe, you know, an inch, once you roll it down past that, it doesn't rattle. But when you roll it down just a little bit, if you hit a bump, it rattles. But if I put pressure on it as I'm driving and hit a bump, it does not rattle.
How many miles on this car?
About 20,000.
Okay. So it's still under warranty, right?
Yeah.
So, but
again, I've looked online, and everyone seems to have this issue. So I think it's maybe just by function of the design of the windows, because there's not like a frame, because it is, you know, when you put the window up,
there's no edge.
It's because
the regulator isn't holding it correctly, because the guide down bottom, you know, if you were to take the door panel off, this is likely, and I believe it is, it's a reel and cable window regulator. There's not a lot of metal here, you know, it's a spool and cable. I'm sorry. You know, and there's going to be a guide. There's going to be some sort of a metal guide on the door pillar or the door frame that has to kind of guide the window up as it goes up. They probably have to increase tension on that. It's just at that moment. But I wouldn't wait. I don't know that I would wait for, you know, this alleged recall to come through, and I don't like that answer from a dealership. That tells me somebody doesn't want to do their job.
That's what I thought.
How cheap was that car? Let's start there.
It wasn't cheap.
Right.
I bought it during COVID,
right?
So I probably overpaid by about $5,000.
Right.
But,
so that was a $60,000 vehicle.
I wanted, and I
yeah.
got it.
Right. So are you $60,000 worth of angry? Let's fix it, right?
Not quite that, but yeah.
Right?
You know, it's, I love the vehicle. That's the only issue I have really is the window rattle. And like I said, I've seen online that, you know, many, many people have this issue. And some people have said there's like a plug underneath the door or something that you can do something with, or I don't know, but yeah, I mean,
there has to be
kind of
take your thumb and forefinger and put them together. Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now spread them apart.
Sir.
Now spread them apart the thickness of the glass.
Okay.
That's there's got to be something like that holding the glass inside the door. And if there isn't, there should if there isn't, there should be, right? Because if they support that glass completely off the regulator, that's just stupid. All right, there's got to be some sort of structural support. So in my mind, that thumb and forefinger clamp wherever that is has to be tightened up. But
yeah,
I wouldn't wait for the Ford dealer to, you know, come up with the magical recall. I'd be calling Ford corporate. You can elevate the case, ask for a field supervisor, ask for somebody to come out and look at it. This is a big deal to you. This isn't something you want to live with, and see what they say. Listen, I went through this, and here's why I took my wife's Explorer that I no longer own to the dealership, because I wanted to have this experience. But I've been through this. I'd seen customers go through this. I went through this. You've got to elevate it. When the dealer doesn't want to do anything, you've got to elevate the case and get Ford corporate involved, because then they will do something. It may take a while, but something will get accomplished. And the first thing is a field engineer, quote unquote, has to come out and look at it, and they will tell you, yeah, there's a problem, and then how are they going to fix it? All right?
Gotcha. Do you, and quick question, do you have any, like, I mean, these are relatively new vehicles. Have you heard anything good, bad, or otherwise, in terms of, you know, longevity and everything else? I have a 2.3.
Yeah, mostly good.
2.7, I heard.
Most of that vehicle is built on the Escape platform. or was prior to the body changeover. So I've heard a lot of good things about it. But yeah, you're right. They're too new. So we have no longevity idea. But, you know, if the window indicator and how well they respond to it is any indication, we'll see. So let us know what happens, Toby. I'm kind of curious. And, you know, if I talk to anybody at Ford, I'll kind of try and put some pressure on them from my side. But your voice needs to be heard. They need to know what's going on because that'll help motivate anything to get done. So as well as anybody else listening that has that particular problem. I appreciate the call. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'm back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hang on, help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can.
Welcome back. Let's real quick get over to Troy from Tennessee. Troy, I got about 2 minutes, babe. What's going on?
All right. Daughter's car. 2004 PT Cruiser.
Right.
The blinkers, they'll work for about 10 seconds and then quit. I've replaced the fuses, the flasher. The hazards will work as long as you leave them on. Just blink, flashes, flashes, flashes.
Okay.
But the blinkers, I mean, I don't understand it. It'll work. Like I say, you're sitting at a red light or a, you know, a turn signal comes on and stays on for 10 seconds and then cuts off.
Okay.
And you can't manually make them work either.
All right. So when the turn signals stop working, does the heater work?
Yes.
And the windows work.
Yep.
The only thing that's failed
Everything
is the turn signal.
Fine. Even the hazards.
Okay. Because they did have a problem with connector 106 where it would melt, but you would see other things. So everything else in the car works electrically.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, my first place I would stop is the multifunction switch itself, but I would pin it out. I wouldn't just change it. All right. I would grab a wiring diagram. There's two powers in. Do I have power in from both fuses? And the only way you're going to know is to pin it out with a voltmeter. You're going to have to go down to the base of the steering column and pull the connector
right
apart. You know, do I have power in and then do I have signal coming out? All right.
Right.
My guess is it's going to be internal in the multifunction switch for the turn signals. If you were to turn the turn signals off, I don't know, give it 2 minutes to cool down and try turning them back on again. Do they work?
No, you just about have to shut the car off and, you know, go back out tomorrow, or, you know, hours later.
Right. So it's because to me it sounds like something's getting hot and is opening electrically. And that makes me think that multifunction switch, the actual turn lever itself, have you tried, you know, kind of gently massaging the switch just to get it to move a little bit? Does it, you know?
Yes.
And it has no difference whatsoever?
Nothing at all. Nope.
And the hazards still work?
Yeah, work
okay.
is fair.
Well, I can save you the trouble then. If the hazards work, we know we've got power coming in because the two fuses that supply hazards also supply turn signal. All right.
Well, that's what I thought. Yes.
Right. So I can save you that step there. So then my next question is, do we have, you know, well, here's the catch though. The ground for the turn signals is different than for the hazards.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, get yourself a wiring diagram and start to separate the two. Because your first clue is you know the hazards are working. What's the difference between hazards and turn signal? And I believe the ground for the turn signal is going to be different. I would go chase that because you know you're getting power out to the bulbs. You just may not necessarily be getting ground for the ground circuit to work on the turn signal side of it. So do that. If you need a wiring diagram, send me an email, ron@cardoctorshow.com, Troy, and I'll be glad to get something out to you. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, reminding all of you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.